Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio's...
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. Coming up in this evening's bulletin, Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has defended Ireland's delivery of supplies to Ukraine despite Ireland's neutrality.
You cannot be neutral on something like that, and we're not neutral, and that's why we are contributing to help the Ukrainian military to defend themselves. And
Letterkenny University Hospital now has the highest number of COVID patients nationwide, with 84 patients being treated there for the virus as visiting restrictions have been reintroduced. And today marks the 5th anniversary of the murder of Buncrana woman Danielle McLaughlin. We hear from her mother, Andrea Brannigan.
I can't grieve until the court case is fully over.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as Oisin Kelly coming with the latest in sport, all within the next half hour. To this evening's top story, and shelling has continued in Kiev and Mariupol today, with Ukrainian officials saying at least two people have been killed in the capital on the 19th day of the conflict. Authorities in Mariupol say 160 private cars carrying civilians were able to leave the city, which is currently surrounded by Russian troops. A spokesperson for the Kremlin says Russia's plans in Ukraine will be fulfilled within the timeframes outlined. One of Ukraine's negotiators says the country's talks with Russia are being paused until tomorrow. And the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a further 35 million euro in humanitarian aid is now set to be allocated to Ukraine.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners are working to ensure safe passage from besieged areas as millions of people in Ukraine face hunger and dwindling supplies of water and medicine.
Officials from Ukraine say Russian forces have now also shelled several suburbs of the capital, Kiev. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country will fight Russia's attack until the end.
Ukraine is our life, and that's why millions of people have stood up to defend our country. This is why we are all volunteers, all those who are defending Ukraine.
The Foreign Affairs Minister has approved additional support to Ukraine, including body armour as well as meals. Around 10,000 tonnes or 5,000 units of ready-to-eat meals, as well as 200 units of body armour, are being provided in response to a direct request from Ukraine for non-lethal equipment. Minister Simon Coveney says the stocks have been shipped and are expected to arrive at a coordinating Polish logistics hub in the next few days. Speaking earlier, Minister Coveney insisted Ireland was right to take sides in this war, despite Ireland being militarily neutral.
If Ireland is to be a credible member of the international community that makes international decisions and foreign policy decisions on the basis of international law, well, then you cannot be neutral on something like that. And we're not neutral. And that's why we are contributing to help the Ukrainian military to defend themselves and defend their people and their sovereignty. And that's why the country is taking such a proactive role in terms of responding to the humanitarian crisis as well.
People in Northern Ireland are being encouraged to open their doors to help fleeing Ukrainians. It's part of a UK-wide scheme, as Sasha Wiley explains.
Under this scheme, anyone who welcomes in a family or a refugee will be offered £350 per month. The Executive Office is strongly encouraging its interest, but they are still waiting on the finer details to be released. We are due to hear from Michael Gove this afternoon to find out more information. Now, there was concern that Northern Ireland would be left unable to help given the lack of an executive, so this will be welcome news for many.
The chief executive of Fuels Ireland says he fully understands why people in Donegal and elsewhere are fed up with the price of fuel. There's a warning today from the industry that the price of a litre of fuel at Irish filling pumps could hit €2.60 by the end of next month. Petrol and diesel topped €2 recently, prompting a cut in excise duty. CEO of Fuels Ireland, Kevin McPartland, says while prices look stable at the moment, he doesn't see anything on the immediate horizon that would lead to a drop in fuel prices.
I get why people in Donegal and all over the country are fed up at the price of fuel right now. I filled my own tank up the other day and was hurting at what it cost. So I get that. And government recognised that that's a very unpopular thing. It's something which actually really drives people mad. And they decided they needed a bogeyman. And they decided they were going to pass that role on to us. In truth, there is only one party here that's profiteering from this situation, and that is the government, because the high price of fuel right now, even after the excise duty cut, means that government is collecting an extra 40 to 45 million euro per month in VAT on fuel. Just looking at those wholesale markets, prices came down at the end of last week. They look like they're roughly stable today. So it looks like we should stay at the level. I mean, I know, as I say, I filled my car up a couple of days ago and the price went down 18 cents the day after I filled up in the station that I went to. So you are seeing those drops reflected on the pump prices already. Hopefully there will be nothing that will change things too dramatically in the near future. But equally, I don't see anything on the immediate horizon that looks like it's going to dramatically increase the volume of fuel that we can get in and therefore reduce prices.
A total of 9,371 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic of Ireland today. Figures for the weekend have also been released, which stand at 11,253 cases for Saturday and 11,266 on Sunday. Those numbers come as the number of patients in the country's hospitals with COVID-19 surpassed 1,000 for the first time since January today, with the latest HSE data saying that 1,042 patients are now hospitalised with the disease, 42 of which are now in ICU. And visiting restrictions are set to stay in place at Letterkenny University Hospital as the hospital battles the largest COVID-19 outbreak of any hospital in the Republic of Ireland. Visiting is only to be allowed on compassionate grounds, with such visits to be pre-arranged with the nurse manager on a ward. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
CILTA say that there are now 84 admitted patients at Letterkenny University Hospital with COVID-19 and that cases of the virus have now been detected in 11 wards within the hospital. Additionally, they say the emergency department is still extremely busy and that patients are experiencing extremely long waiting times in wards to be admitted to a bed. Anyone who presents at the ED will be treated, but in order of medical severity due to the long waiting times. In a statement, the hospital acknowledges that delays in the emergency department and postponing procedures are very difficult for patients and their families, and they would like to apologise for the inconvenience and distress these delays cause.
Today marks the fifth anniversary of the murder of Buncrana woman Danielle McLaughlin. The 28-year-old was killed while on a backpacking trip in India on March the 14th, 2017. Vikat Bhagat was later charged with her murder, which he has denied. His trial, which began more than 4 years ago, has since faced countless delays. Danielle's mother, Andrea Branigan, says the Irish Embassy could be doing more in helping the process.
They are opening a new court system, but they say it could be 2024 before it has opened, and it will be for children and women due to violence that have had violent crimes committed against them. I sent them an update last week on the court and how it was going, and I hadn't heard from them since the end of November. And the reply I got on Friday was, thank you for the update. They were thanking me for updating them on the trial. I can't grieve until the court case is fully over. There's stuff because you're constantly trying to get updates from people, and you're trying to also update other people, like embassies and etc. Yeah. Hoping that they'll step in, but as to date, they haven't.
Police are appealing for witnesses after a traffic collision that occurred in the Francis Street area of Derry City yesterday afternoon. The incident involved a red Volkswagen Golf and a parked blue Skoda Octavia and happened at approximately 4:15 yesterday. The two occupants of the Golf were uninjured, but a 50-year-old man standing in front of the parked car received leg injuries. Police say the driver of the Golf, a 22-year-old man, was arrested under suspicion of grievous bodily injury by dangerous driving, as well as driving when unfit through drink or drug, as well as disorderly behaviour and two counts of assault on police. The suspect remains in custody as police continue their inquiries into the incident. There have been calls on both the government and Donegal County Council to explore the use of mobile homes to house both MICA families and Ukrainian refugees. Many people affected by MICA will inevitably need to be relocated, whether homes are being rebuilt or repaired. Meanwhile, a significant number of Ukrainian refugees will also be seeking shelter in Donegal in the coming weeks. Local councillor Johnny McGuinness says a strategic plan needs to be put in place, and he believes this avenue should be considered.
Well, I'd just like to highlight the potential of static caravan parks that are dotted all throughout Inishowen and Greater Donegal and nationwide for that matter. They're in every corner of society, in every corner of the country, and you know there's many of them lying empty for great periods of time, and you know, why can't they be used to rehouse MICA families that are urgently in need of alternative accommodation, whether their homes are rebuilt or retrofitted or whatever the case may be? And also, indeed, there's a possibility there for the needs of many Ukrainian families that are seeking shelter and protection from the terror that they've experienced. So it's our duty at this moment in time to help these people in their time of need.
So would you be looking at Donegal County Council to contact caravan owners to see if this is a viable way forward?
I just think that anything that any of us can do to help these people in this terrible time, it should be done. And if it means relaxing whatever process is there in order to allow this to happen, then that should happen as a matter of urgency.
A new report into illegal adoptions in Ireland has recommended the establishment of a state inquiry. It's after it found that the state was aware of the practice for decades. With more, here's Andrew Lowes.
This report from the Special Rapporteur for Child Protection, Conor O'Mahony, found the state turned a blind eye to illegal birth registration practices in the 1950s and 60s. Professor O'Mahony added that despite receiving an admission to the practices in 1992, authorities failed to take sufficient steps to prevent it, investigate it, or to remedy the effects until 2010 at the earliest. Among his recommendations are for a full state inquiry in the model of a truth commission to be established. He also says the state should offer an apology, but adds that on its own isn't enough and should be followed up by actions. In response, the government says the Minister Roderick O'Gorman will place on record an apology in the Houses of the Oireachtas.
Serious concern has been raised over pedestrian safety in Duhurry village. It's been claimed that there have been several near misses due to the current state of the footpaths in the village and the speed some motorists are travelling at. An elderly resident also sustained a serious injury after falling on the uneven surface. Chairperson of the Duhurry Development Association, Megan McDermott, says urgent attention is needed to the infrastructure for the well-being of the community.
All we want done is to be able to keep our, you know, the people in our village safe. And it's more of a hazard than a safety measure, these footpaths. Mm. And then the speed that goes along with it on the road is, you know, it's not right either. I just feel if there was speed bumps or ramps throughout the village and a decent footpath, a proper footpath, not just something that is a track.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and after we come back, it's time for Sport with Oisin Kelly.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time's now 5:15. Time to go over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sports.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with golf. Shane Lowry's final round at the Players' Championship is just underway. He teed off from 6 under par and is just 3 shots off the lead off at India's Narbarana Lahiri. Lowry only completed his third round today, carrying a 67. 3 birdies and 4 holes has moved Seamus Power into contention on 4 under par, while Rory McIlroy has just started from 3 over. In League of Ireland Premier Division football, Fine Harps make the short trip to neighbours Sligo Rovers this evening. Harps will be hoping to bounce back from Friday's defeat at the hands of FAI Cup holder St Patrick's Athletic, while the Bit of Red will look to maintain their unbeaten start to the season. In team news, there is a number of players doubtful for Harps: Regan Donlan, Rob Slevin, Ryan Connolly, Nathan Logue and Ellie Gill and Zi are all doubts for the tie tonight, but don't be surprised if some of those do appear in the starting 11 for Ollie Horgan's side this evening as they contest the first derby of the year. As for Derry City, they are on the road tonight. They go to Drogheda United. Former Fine Harp skipper Keith Cowan is of course now a Drogheda player. He says Derry will be fresh going into the game, having not played on Friday night against UCD.
Yeah, they're looking really good. You know, I suppose the only unbeaten side in the league so far. You know, Brandywell is always a really difficult place to go. And especially, you know, maybe from Derry not having played on Friday night, their game with UCD was called off due to a waterlogged pitch up in Dublin. So they'll be fresh. They'll be looking to, you know, get right at it Monday night. And see, you know, they've started really well. You know, they've made a couple of great signings. We spoke about, you know, the likes of McElhinney and Duffy coming back in there. So, well, I'd say to get going after the weekend off.
That's Keith Cowan, now a Drogheda United player who are on the road as they head to play Derry City this evening at the Brandywell. In Scotland, Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou is expecting an open contest when they visit Dundee United in the quarterfinals of the Scottish Cup this evening. His side had their run of winning the competition for 4 years in a row, stopped by St Johnstone last season. Postecoglou says the fact that they've got two victories and a draw against this evening's opponents already this season counts for little tonight.
I think teams tend to play with a little bit more freedom in cup games. They tend to be a little bit more sort of adventurous in their play. And, you know, I think it'll be a good game, you know, especially at their place.
Crystal Palace manager Patrick Vieira says his Chargers will need to produce a big performance against Manchester City. They take on the Premier League leaders at Selhurst Park at 8 o'clock. Palace won the last encounter between the two sides in October, and Vieira says they'll need a similar display tonight.
We will have to be solid, working well together, and it's going to be about defending well as a team, but at the same time, creating those moments that allowed us to create chances and why not scoring goals. We know we are capable of doing that.
Well, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says tonight's game against Palace is the start of the club's running to be crowned Premier League champions again. City are top of the table and know a win this evening will take them 6 points clear with 9 games remaining. Guardiola says every match is vital for his team to defend their title.
When we start to play the last 10 games of the Premier League, every game is a final. When you have to play 35 games, it's not a final. But we arrived at 10 games left, it's a final.
Northern Ireland captain Stephen Davis has been named in Ian Barraclough's squad for the upcoming friendlies against Luxembourg and Hungary, despite speculation over his future. The 37-year-old Rangers midfielder, who has won a national record 132 caps, is rumoured to be considering retirement from the international game. Fleetwood winger Paddy Lane and Sunderland's Triall Hume are included in the 25-man group for the first time, but Leicester City defender Johnny Evans misses out through injury. On to Gaelic games, and on this week's DL debate this evening, Brendan Devaney will be rounding up all the weekend's GAA action in the county and beyond, including the Alliance League defeats for Donegal and Tyrone at the hands of Monaghan and Dublin. Donegal News reporter Frank Craig, former Monaghan star Paul Finlay, and one of the greats of the game, Tyrone legend Peter Canavan, will be on the show. Peter feels Tyrone are in major relegation trouble with games to come against the top two in the next few weeks.
It's not looking good from a Tyrone perspective, because even the 3 points we did get, you know, Kildare felt aggrieved coming out of Omagh that they left without anything. They had chances to win it. Certainly Monaghan at the very end of the game in Omagh and Healy Park, that they had a chance to win it. Rory Began went short. So we're sitting with 3 points and maybe lucky to have 3 points. So the point you made, we're playing in fits and starts. Armagh bossed us in the first half. Dublin bossed us yesterday in the first half. Donegal, it was the second half where they were in total control. So we're playing in fits and starts. And at this level of football, it's not good enough. And not only do they have to beat Mayo, like 5 points mightn't even keep you up in Division 1. Yeah. So you're talking beating Mayo at home and having to go to Killarney to try and get at least a point from Kerry. So they're not in a good position, and you have Dublin on 2 points, but you'd expect Dublin to win the remaining games. They were moving really well yesterday, and you'd expect that they've turned the corner. Thrown in Kildare at the minute, certainly it doesn't look good for them.
That's Peter Canavan on the DL debate, which will air tonight just after the 7 o'clock news, and will also be available as a podcast on highlandradio.com. Finally, in rugby, uncapped Leinster locks Ross Maloney and Joe McCarthy will train with the Ireland squad this week. James Ryan and Ryan Baird have both been ruled out of Saturday's final Six Nations fixture with Scotland. Ryan will observe the return to play protocols, having taken a knock to the head in the win over England, while Baird has a back issue. That's your sport, Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. Back to news now, and there have been further calls for the Donegal to Glasgow flight route to be reinstated. Councillor Micheál Colum McGillagh-Osbigh is bringing a motion to this week's meeting of the Glenties Municipal District Council, and he says it's vital the air link is renewed. The status of the flight has been in doubt ever since Stobart Air stopped operating in June of last year, and while Scottish airline Loganair had picked up the route briefly, there have been no commercial flights from Donegal Airport to Glasgow since October of last year. Councillor McGillagh-Osbigh says many people relied on that flight.
This route is really, really important for the people of Donegal, and especially West Donegal, that has families over by, people working over by, and that they're able to get access through flights instead of having to go through the long journey that people have to either go to Belfast or Derry or by boat. So this flight is really, really important for us. We're very lucky in West Donegal to have this the airport here. Fantastic staff and fantastic service. But we need to add on to it, and we need to see that flight reinstated. I've been getting calls constantly in relation to this. When is the airport getting the flight back? We know that the airport themselves and staff and management are doing the best they can to try to get that flight back, and it's only to help them and support them by getting the Donegal County Council to get involved in this.
And is it up to Donegal County Council to get it reinstated, or is it a matter for the government?
Well, I think overall, I think it's the government that can play a very, very central role in this and trying to secure a company that would be willing to run the three or four flights a week from Airport of Raj over Donegal Airport over to Glasgow. I think it's really, really important that the government engages. But look, at the end of the day, we're all here in it together. And if Donegal County Council can be a part of, play a positive part in that there, I'm quite happy that Donegal County Council does that. Clearly, I've put a motion forward. I want to see Donegal involved, and it's important that we all work together. We have a fantastic airport with fantastic staff there doing fantastic work, and we just need to add to it.
And now the weather, a mix of cloud, sunny spells and well scattered showers for the rest of today. Tonight will be dry and cold under clear skies, with a chance of frost early on. Lowest temperatures of 0 to 2 degrees. And now once again, this evening's main headlines. Shelling has continued in Kiev and Mariupol today, with Ukrainian officials saying at least two people have been killed in the capital on the 19th day of the conflict. One of Ukraine's negotiators has said the country's talks with Russia are being paused until tomorrow, and the UN is set to give a further €35 million in humanitarian aid to the country. Minister Simon Coveney has defended Ireland, sending over 5,000 units of ready-to-eat meals as well as 200 units of body armour to Ukraine. Simon Coveney has insisted Ireland is right to take sides in the war, despite being neutral. The chief executive of Fuels Ireland says he fully understands why people in Donegal and elsewhere are fed up with the price of fuel. That comes as there's been a warning today that the price of a litre of fuel at Irish petrol stations could hit €2.60 by the end of next month. And a total of 9,371 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the Republic of Ireland today. Those case figures come as the number of patients in the country's hospitals with COVID-19 surpassed 1,000 for the first time since January today. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have the latest headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, March the 14th. The death has taken place of Patrick Doherty, Ballycarrigan, Clohan. Patrick's remains will repose at his home from today at 7:30 p.m. Funeral leaving his late residence at 10:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with interment afterwards in Kiltievogue Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Ballyargus, Redcastle. John's remains will arrive at St. Columba's Church, Drung, Quigley's Point, tomorrow at 1 p.m. to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Wednesday at 11 a.m, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Maura O'Donnell, Craig Nahorna, Carndonna. Funeral on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake strictly private and removal private on the morning of the funeral at the family's request. The death has taken place in her 100th year of Bridget Gallagher in Eboyle, Kentucky, Rushing Acres, Burtonport and Glasgow. Funeral service on the 21st of March at 1 p.m. in Lynn's Crematorium, St Mungo's, Glasgow. Family flowers only, donations to Macmillan Nurses. The death has occurred of Mary Conlon, Myra Jo Moore, Fernbank, Maharinen, Letterkenny, Donegal and Dunluay, County Donegal. Mary's remains are reposing at the home of her daughter Dariona. At Mary's request, the house is strictly private to family only. Requiem Mass will take place at the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, tomorrow, Tuesday at 11 a.m., followed by private cremation at Lakelands Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the oncology unit, Mater Private Hospital or the Donegal Hospice, care of Marley's funeral directors, Letterkenny, or any family member. The funeral mass can be viewed on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. The death has taken place of Margaret Noble, Pearl Miller, Milltown, St Johnson. House private, family and close friends only. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. for service at 2 p.m. in St Johnson Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Kathleen Brown, 3 Mullandrait, Stranorlar. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow Tuesday at 10:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Interment afterwards in Kilvora Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. House private to family and close friends only, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.